Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Happy Monday. Hope you all had a great weekend. And I know we're kind of getting back into, a normal, regular pattern, a non-holiday pattern, but still, and we still don't know what normal is. Kids back in school, kids not back in school, teachers are or are not back in school. We just don't know, taking it one day at a time, but that's okay. It's in the master's hands, and as long as we recognize that and keep that first and foremost in our minds, we'll be fine. But anyway, on G's Power Hour today, second Monday, we have the hair care hotline, and we have stuff to tell you later in the show. Okay, some stuff we're going to tell you later in the show, so you're going to have to stick around. We are here today with our hair care extraordinaire expert, Candace Thomas of Be Lavish Salons in SoTo, South Downtown Orlando. Good morning, Candace. How are you?
Good. How are you? I'm doing really good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Glad you're with us today. So, kind of getting us squared away for the new year. Not necessarily cold. We're getting a few snaps here and there, but I have noticed that my hair anyway, it seems to be a change, and I don't know if I need to change products or I don't know if it is the weather, whatever, but it seems to kind of, that I was able to tame it for a good little while. Now it's kind of lost its mind again. So what's going on, Candace? Help us out here.
I feel like this season has been, we've been up and down when it comes to like cold, hot and cold, but it is drier outside. Even when it is hot, it's not as humid as our July, August months, especially down here in Florida. And I know in some of the other states, they've been going through these crazy snow bats, like how I-95 in Virginia was shut down for a whole 24 hours. People were stranded due to ice on the road. So I could understand how weather still has been a play. So it's a little bit dry out there. One thing I've noticed with some of my clients that have been coming in is that their hair has been dry, a little bit on the brittle side. So I have been upping the treatments in the salon a lot more. That might, you guys might want to look into, see if your stylist has an in-house treatment that she could probably give to you during the service. So something that, even though she might be a little tight and booked that day, but adding a 15-minute deep conditioning treatment will be useful. Oh, and also adding one in at home as well, just to kind of bring some nutrients back to the locks. And what deep conditioning treatments do is help with elasticity. So if your hair is dry, when the leaves outside are dry, they just kind of brittle, break when you pick them up. Versus like a tree, the leaf that is on the plant, it's getting nutrients, it's well moisturized, you know what I mean? And it takes a lot for that leaf to kind of break. So your hair is doing the same thing, okay? So we're going to have to put some more moisture in there, ladies and gentlemen. and just to make sure that it gives it back that luster and that elasticity that it needs.
Okay, so the thing that we've been talking about across the country seems to also be impacting hair care, and that is I've gone into, let's say, Walmart, maybe a couple other places, and I'm finding the shelves getting more and more empty of products. I mean, just seriously empty. And then because of shipping and other things, we don't know when some of those products are coming back. So things that we would probably normally buy for our hair may be in short to no supply. So you sometimes have to go looking for substitutes, unfortunately, maybe some of the stuff that you normally wouldn't buy and maybe some other people wouldn't buy, but they may be prevalent on a shelf. Do you go that route or do you stretch what you have? So talk a little bit about how we're supposed to be dealing with this.
See, that's also affecting us in salons. So we try not to, you know, make our customers stress out. But there's been plenty of times where I know, especially around between Thanksgiving and Christmas, where I would order color. And then weeks will go by, I would never get it. And or they're like, oh, we are shortage on this color. So then we are doing our homework to make sure you get the service you are expecting to get on that day. You know what I mean? And a lot of times some stylists, I've heard their tactics will be, oh, can we rebook your appointment because I'm overbooked. That's the easiest way to say versus saying I don't have your product in, and because we don't want to make you feel that we're being unprepared. And it's not that we are. It is a issue of getting the products in on a timely fashion, especially when you order them even on a schedule, right? So some of the things that we do to make sure we provide for you guys is look for accompaniment substitutes within reason. So some things you can't substitute, like I don't substitute my color brand or I don't substitute my relaxer brand because I endorse those products for a reason and why I use them and why they work for my clientele. So either A, with those items, we kind of overstock. And I find myself at home overstocking on things that probably when I go to the store and I haven't seen them there, and when I do finally see it, I tend to buy more than what I would normally buy for myself. Here's the key thing when you do overstocking with your products. Do not open the product. So if the product has a seal on it, I know some of them do, don't break the seal. It does have a shelf life. Now, the shelf life is really about the oxygen hitting the product. So you opening the product and the oxygen hitting it, that's when the shelf life starts working on that particular product, okay? For most products there, let me say that. Not all products work that way. For majority of products, it works that way. So once you open it, break the seal on the product, you expose it to oxygen in the air, and it starts breaking down the chemical makeup of whatever product that you bought, number one. Number two, when it comes over stocking, make sure you keep in a cool place, dark place, because also light, sunlight, and temperature can affect your products, right? So if you're that person that's going to do overstocking until things seem to relax, and I'm praying about things relaxing so that way we can get at least back to some type of normalcy when it comes to our products, not just our hair care, but skin products or the foods that we also eat. So the second thing I would tell customers to do is if you have any issue, contact the manufacturer, email them. And sometimes if it's like a product that you buy at Walmart or Target, you can possibly email the product brand itself. So let me throw one out there. Let's say Shea Moisture, right? Email Shea Moisture brand themselves and say, hey, I'm having a hard time finding your product. Is there a way that I can buy it? Or there's stores that have a stock. A lot of times they will get back with you about what to buy, where to buy it, or if you can buy it directly from them and have it shipped to your house. So those are some options that we could definitely start doing that I've been doing personally. Finding substitutes, that's one of the hardest things to do because I could recommend a substitute for you that works for someone else but doesn't work for you. So possibly talking to your hairstylist, like, hey, I've been using Reckon Time Release. Is there a suitable substitute for that? And you could say, oh, well, you could use the deep conditioner from Aveda, but you might not like the overall aesthetics of that particular product for your hair texture. So there's some ways of, you know, kind of combating the shipping stock issues that we're having right now.
So let me ask this. If you have chemically treated hair, is this a good time maybe if you've been considering to transition out of that? Is this a good time to consider that? And how would you do it?
Well, that's a whole nother debate. Or the conversation on how to do it. If you're chemically straightening your hair or chemically curling your hair, because there is a shortage of products, then yes, I would say maybe look into maybe a more natural hairstyle for yourself, or maybe going back to something a little bit more natural. But will that take away the fact that it might be hard to get the product for that texture hair? It could be. You know what I'm saying? So it's across the board. So, like, for my natural hair girls, we're having issues with getting products for our hair. Using these, there's, like, simple oils that we use in my oil mixes I can't find. And then I have to go online and shop for it online, and then hopefully it gets here in time. Hopefully it's the same quality, because that's another thing when you're shopping online, even using sites like Amazon or especially eBay, guys, is it the same quality of hair products that you have, or oil or skin lotion that you've been buying at the store? I don't know. It's not guaranteed. You know what I mean? So getting directly from the manufacturer, you're more likely of getting the same thing. So if that's your choice and it's easier for you, then yes, I'm by all means transition to back to your natural state. But it just depends on you as a person.
See, I guess I'm just automatically thinking if you are not chemically treating your hair, then it's gonna be easier. But then you're saying it's not necessarily easier, just maybe different products, you know. That you have to deal with, not necessarily.
Because, like, my hair routine in the mornings, even though I'm natural, I use about 4 different products in my hair, you know, on a daily basis. So I use, like, a little spray, then I put a cream on there, then I put a little, you know, holding gel on there, and then I'll use a hairspray. So that's 4 products. This on a daily basis. We're not talking about shampoo days. And then shampoo days, there's probably 4 different shampoos that we use on a different given day. Then the deep conditioner is for that. So you still have to treat your hair if you were wearing it natural versus if you're wearing it chemical. So it's not like, I think that's a misconception when it comes to natural hair. And that's why it doesn't work for a lot of people, because they're like, oh, my hair is natural, but I feel like I do more work. And I'm like, well, yeah, because it's still your hair, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's still hair. So you still got to make sure
true.
Your hair is healthy. I still have dry bits. I still have days where it feels like a Brillo pad. I don't like it feeling like a Brillo pad. So I still have to put in work in my hair, even though it's not as time-consuming on a daily basis. I don't use heat, but I still have to spend at least 10 minutes, you know, making sure my fro looks decent.
Okay, so you've made me feel better about not necessarily transitioning right now, because it actually does sound like maybe you're doing a little bit more than I am, or or at least some of the same stuff, because for me, well, you know, you're talking about shampoo days, and me, almost every day is a shampoo day, especially since COVID. But, you know, just the matter of you're talking about what you put on your hair, and I'm thinking about what my routine is, you know, the days that I use, let's say, a co-wash versus a regular shampoo and regular conditioner, the days that I use maybe something a little Garamba hair, then, you know, and some days I use something a little lighter, the days that I'm going to maybe flat iron my hair and need a little bit more protection, than the days that I may just decide I'm just going to let it naturally dry and comb or wet brush it or whatever. And, you know, so we're all kind of, relatively speaking, in the same boat. So.
Right.
But anyway, we're going to take a quick break. This is the second Monday of the month on G's Power Hour. That means it's our hair care hotline. We'll talk about hair and beauty tips and more. The number, if you have questions for Candace, is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back. Does it appear the long arm of the law is working against you instead of for you? Whom do you call when the boys in blue are pursuing you? When the wrong person behind bars may end up being you? With over 40 years combined legal expertise, Anderson & Welch bring to bear a smart, sound, sensible defense of those caught in what may be the unrelenting grip of the legal system. Turn to Anderson & Welch first to get ahead of trouble, not fall into it, by calling 561-832-3386. That's 561-832-3386. That's Anderson & Welch Law Firm online at andersonandwelch.com. Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. The second Monday of the month on G's Power Hour is our hair care hotline with Candace Thomas of Be Lavish Salons. And the number, if you have questions, is 516-387-1944. So, Candace, one of the articles I was looking at recently that... Okay. I take it you're dealing with some stuff in the background there?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay. So anyway, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, one of the things that I saw on one of the articles that I was looking at recently was about, you know, and we've come, I guess, out of that season where we look for things to do special with our hair. One of the things I looked at, though, recently was talking about using, I guess, your regular jewelry to do to adorn your hair with, to do different styles with. I'm always been kind of curious about that, wanted to try it, was kind of reluctant, didn't want to do any damage to my hair. But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you could always use charms in your hair. So I don't know if you've seen the young girls that have braiding, and they always kind of entwine like gold rope in their hair. Sometimes they'll use like an older necklace to kind of like intertwine in the braid. And then even charms that kind of like would hang off the braid itself. So I think that's one of those things that's kind of always been, we've been doing, and then media caught hold to it, or maybe certain groups have caught a hold to it, and they're trying to make it something that's a more broad-based new trend. So it's one of those things that it's kind of been there for a while. It's just maybe not as popularized, because I've done it to my braids before where I would wear like braided styles, and then I'll put some little trinkets or charms in it just to kind of, you know, spaz it up for myself. Now, it just also depends on the type of style that you have. So if you are straight hair, they have these little things called tinsels, and they're like little glitter strings that they put in the hair, so it's not necessarily something that's like a heavy piece that kind of dings off of the hair. If you have thin, brittle hair, I wouldn't necessarily recommend you putting that in your hair as a decoration. And if you wanted to use some type of decoration, maybe incorporating it as a headpiece or as a braid, as like a maybe like a headband or like a crown itself. But as far as intertwining it or letting something hang on the bottom of it, you kind of have to be careful in a sense of like, will this be too much tension on the hair? So that's typically why I see it in done in a lot of braid styles, because it's intertwined with the braid and it's not necessarily causing too much weight to the hair follicle itself. You know what I mean? So that's how I would do it.
Okay. Because I have worried about, snagging or tangling stuff, being able to, you know, get stuff out of the hair once you've put it in there. And just, I guess, you know, it's just a matter of being very careful in terms of what you put in there. Or, you know, I mean, just going to the stuff that's particularly or, I guess, specially made for your hair. But if you have been practicing with your hair, if you know how to do it, or you have someone that can do it for you, I guess it is, you know, something that you can do, let's say buying extra matching pieces of jewelry if you're doing a special event, and to have to put into your hair, maybe with a bobby pin or hair clamp or something like that.
Yeah.
So, but you just have to be careful with it. I wanted to talk a little bit also, I'm trying to find, there was another piece that I looked at too, about, but I guess what I want to ask too now about with the drying of the hair now, that's where we need to also get back into the drinking of more water, obviously, if we're not drinking enough. But are there other things that, for example, when the season starts to change, do you change your diet? Do you start maybe ingesting more of certain types of food?
Okay, so I have a whole debacle on that when it comes to your diet and how your diet can interact with your skin and your nails and your hair. So if you're that person that is on a medical treatment, right? You're going to the doctor on a regular basis, and they have you on a particular regimen treatment, and you notice a change in your skin, and you notice a change in your hair when it comes to the growth pattern, maybe it's thinning out more. You also notice a change in your nails, maybe your nails are a little bit more brittle. Then you might want to get that reevaluated, okay? So if you have a pretty healthy diet and you're drinking, which typically they want you to drink eight ounces of water a day, right? And or the rule of thumb, if I read somewhere, if it's half your body weight is how much ounces you're supposed to drink of fluids a day. Should you change that based on the season? No, you shouldn't change that based on the season. Should you change what you're eating for during the season? Yes, in the sense of if you've been eating mangoes and it's now apple season, you know, and the mangoes are not available or they're not, you know, ripe, then, yeah, you would change your fruits and vegetables based on season, but it needs to make sure that it's conducive for your whole body, okay? So if you're going through this regimen thing when it comes to your hair and to your body and you notice changes in your hair, you might want to pay your doctor a visit. Because it could be, A, the regimen is not enough or the regimen is too strong. So let's say you've been doing all the right things. You've been eating properly. You've been eating, you've been losing weight. And you, I'm going to throw these out there, so don't take this for what it is. But you have been taking high blood pressure medication because you're 300 pounds and now you're 190 pounds. And your blood pressure has been low. Should you be taking that high of a dose of medication? I mean, you might want to go talk to your doctor because it might be affecting affecting you with your hair and showing signs of it being too strong through your hair, through your nails, through your skin, okay? So then you might want to say, hey, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I lost the weight, and I'm noticing this side effect, which could be a side effect of the treatment. Now, I'm not saying if you're on blood pressure medication and you're losing your hair, but your blood pressure is too high still, maybe that blood pressure medication is not enough, so your body is showing signs of stress. Because we talk about stress, right? Your body's showing signs of stress, and you need to change your medication to make sure your body doesn't stress. So hair loss is a stress thing for a lot of people. But even though you may not be mentally stressed, your body could be stressed, okay? Yeah. Even though we don't feel it, like we feel fine. So that's why I say when we talk about that, I get a tangent on that.
Right, because one of the things we have to realize and we have a hard time with is change, okay? You know, if you want, there are certain changes we want, there are certain changes we don't want. But the thing about it is that if you are, for example, trying to change your you know, the amount of body fat you have, the amount of muscle you have, then other things are going to have to change. Number one, how you obtain that goal, and then number two, what you do with the results having obtained or getting closer to that goal. And that is that if you are on, like you were saying, blood pressure medication or diabetes medication or whatever, if you are on blood pressure medication and then your blood pressures change because you've lost some weight or you've become, let's say, more active, and you know, the more physically active you are, the more that you're going to tone up, the more, you know, you're more likely to get rid of some of that body fat. But even still, it's going to make your heart pump a little differently, you know, it's going to make you sleep a little differently, you know, all of that. So when all of those changes occur, then yeah, you need to you know, be in regular conversations with your doctor in regards to, okay, I'm noticing this, then what? And I really always strongly encourage, don't be afraid to ask questions of your physician. You really need to do that, you know, because that's the person that you're relying on that has that wealth of knowledge and training and skill, and you're paying all that money to keep you healthy. So you can't afford to not ask questions of that health professional that you're seeing. And then also, too, like we were talking earlier about things to do, substitutions and everything that you need to do with your hair and skin products and stuff like that, you need to have the consultation with the hair professional or the skin professional that you pay all this money to and go see on a regular basis to consult with. You know, you are not the pro. You know, it's good to have the information out there, and then, but get the information and then ask the expert. Have a dialogue. People are afraid to have conversations. I don't know why.
I think one of the biggest things that we could take away and maybe add to our 2022 regimen is advocating for health, because professionals are and what we're taught and from professional when it comes to beauty and medical, right? We're taught textbooks. And there's not one person book. You're noticing these things about yourself. So you're noticing you're doing everything right. And you're like, oh, my hair's thinning.
Okay, you sound like you're breaking up a little bit. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue. We're here with Candace Thomas of Be Lavish Salons in Soto, South Downtown Orlando. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. If you have questions, comments, anything you want to address, the number is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event, need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast, let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Before I go further, I wanted to let you all know if you were planning on going to the MLK parade this weekend in downtown Orlando, because of COVID concerns, they have canceled the 2022 Downtown Orlando Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Parade. They are having another event, I believe, where did I see that? At the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts. They're having an event from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So just kind of keep an eye out for that. If you, I guess, were a vendor or if you had to make any payment or something to participate in parade, those refunds were to be processed. You need to reach out to the Southwest Orlando JCs or Southwest Orlando Junior Chamber, SWOJuniorChamber@gmail.com. But I did want to make you all aware of that, that unfortunately that parade has been canceled. Anyway, we are, it's the second Monday of the month. We have our hair care hotline with Ms. Candace Thomas of Be Lavish Salons in SoDo, South Downtown Orlando. If you have questions, the number is 516-387-1944. Candace, I'm sorry, I had to cut you off because you were breaking up, coming in and out. So what were you, can you repeat what you were saying earlier?
I was just saying that you have to be an advocate for yourself. And that's with your hairstylist, as well as medical, as well, you know, additional. So even with your hairstylist, if you feel like you haven't been getting what you your due diligence with your services, advocate that. Let your hairstylist know. We won't take offense of it because sometimes we don't know. You know, we are only with you once, and maybe every 6 weeks, and we don't see what you have to deal with on a daily basis. Just like the doctor doesn't see. Well, you have to deal with it on a daily basis once every 3 months, once every 6 months, once a year when you go in for that pap smear. So you have to be able to advocate for yourself to make sure you get what you're needing. You get your dollar's worth at the end of the day. So if that means communicate more. That's one thing I think we should just make sure that we take into going into this year, 2022, is – hey, at the end of the day, I got to take care of myself. And in order for you to be able to serve and take care of other people, you got to make sure you are okay. Okay? You can't go out and do missionary work if you got a bad limb. You know what I mean? And you won't get that checked out. Even if you have gotten checked out and you feel like it's been ignored, you might want to go and seek other people. If you feel like your hair's not being ignored and your hairstylist never told you, well, maybe you should go talk to a dermatologist. And they're still trying to fix on it. A hairstylist is a band-aid, and I hate to say it this way. We only work on, and we're licensed to only work on the outer stuff, outer parts of your body. So that's your hairstylist, your esthetician, your facialist, your nail tech, okay? If it's something internal and we've exhausted all of our sources, you're probably going to have to go to a doctor. And with that, if your stylist has never recommended one, that might not be a stylist for you, just being 100% honest with that, because we can't fix what maybe is going on transpired from the inside. If your thyroid is high, if your thyroid is low, and that can affect your hair, nails, and skin. If you're dealing with diabetes, if you have women, PCOS, men, you're having hormone issues, that can affect with your hair, skin, and nails. So, you know, advocate for yourself would be my number one advice for 2022.
Thank you so much for that. I want to go on to something else that I saw, too, was an article that was recommending the best texturizing sprays for fine hair that will give you instant lift and volume. So now I have a question about this because I've always been concerned that if your hair is fine, putting certain things on fine hair is going to cause maybe some more breakage, especially if it, you know, causes it to stiffen up. Because what I'm thinking is if you're adding that voluminous look, you're actually trying to get, I guess, a limited amount of hair or a certain type of texture here to do something, I guess, a little bit unnatural that may cause it damage. Am I wrong with that?
You're on the right track. So here's the myth about volume. You need less products with volume. I tell people that. You need less products with volume. You need less manipulation with volume. So if you have fine hair, you don't put all this stuff in it because 9 times out of 10, you may look good when you do it and you hit outside. All that weight of the product, all those things that you put in your hair is going to weigh it down. It's going to fall. That's why if you use all this stuff and then by midday it's like, oh, my hair's flat on my head. Well, you just told me you use a daily oil. You use hair moisturizer. You use then you use the volumizing product, and then you did deep conditioning treatment the day before with protein and moisturize, and then you put hairspray on it. Well, that's a lot of stuff for your baby fine hair, right? So what I suggest is you will slowly build. It's easier to build onto something versus putting it all in. Then with hair, you have to totally start over from scratch. I mean, shampoo and condition it, right? So build it up. So maybe after your first shampoo day, use just the texturizing spray, just that. Shampoo, conditioner, maybe a little oil on the ends, just the texturizing spray. Then you might see some results, right? But if you're using all of that plus the texturizing spray or volume, it's not going to work. And it's going to do the opposite of what you want it to do. So you have to be careful on how you layer on your products on your hair, especially for our fine girls in that one volume. If that's your desire, you have to do less. Less is more in this situation.
Okay. Now, that was a little bit unexpected, but, yeah, I can – yeah, because I know I had – one of my aunts used to have this very, very fine hair. But she seemed to be fine with it. It didn't matter, you know. She took care of it, and that was fine. But I was looking at this article, and I was like, okay, why would you tell somebody to put, you know, all of that on it, and especially if, you know, if you're trying to get lift and volume? And I know I personally just have issues with – I have yet to find this, and I just really have not – gone into the hairsprays that much. I just don't like stuff that's kind of unnatural, so to speak, even though I chemically process my hair. That I know that's kind of a contradictory statement. However, I just find that the hairsprays that I've seen, for the most part, with the exception of when I come to you, seem to make my hair, you know, either stiff, a little brittle, whatever the case might be. And so my thing was with fine hair. I just thought that was going to even be worse. But now that we find that all of these chemicals are just going to be harsh anyway, you're just going to have to, like we were saying before, consult with your beautician and find out what, you know, which one is the best route to go for you. So.
Right, and you have to look at it this way. What is your overall desire, okay? And we're going to go with what your desire is first. You go to the doctor, and you go to the doctor, and you're and the mechanic, too. Let me say the mechanic. You go to the mechanic, you say, oh, my tires are messed up. They're not going to look in your engine to see if you have any problems with your engine, okay? They're going to look strictly in your tires, make sure your tires are doing pretty good. You go to the doctor and say, have this pain on my left knee. They're really not going to look anywhere else on your body. Let me look at your heart because I'm looking at your knee. You know what I'm saying? They're going to look at your knee because that's what you're coming in here complaining about. You have to give us a picture, okay? I would like more volume. Here's what I do on a daily basis. This is why I do this on a daily basis to my hair. And but is there a way for me to get volume and still have luster, still have shine, still have moisture in my hair? Okay, yes, there is. Maybe you might not be able to get volume, but I can make sure you get body, which kind of gives you a little bit of volume, but not as what you're looking for. You have pictures, you know what I mean? Give an overall view of what it is. If volume is your main concern, we're going to address that main concern. But it's kind of like, you know, old wives tale, they'll say, you get what you ask for. Sometimes when you ask for one thing, it might affect something else. So, you know, give us the overall picture.
Okay. The other thing that I wanted to ask you about is, I don't use that much heat on my hair, but they talk about dryers now. I saw one particular article about a particular dryer, but then I saw this other one about dryers that are leave your hair, reducing frizz and more bouncy or this, that, and the other. Are there certain appliances that do tend to help the hair look a little bit better, but without damaging the hair so much? Are there certain things that you look for in, let's say, a blow dryer or a hot iron, a curling iron, or flat iron?
Yes. So as far as first thing I do when it comes to any appliance or tool that I'm using, I look at reviews and see what other people say about it, and really see if it does what it says it does, or if people are as happy about it that I'm going to be with, and if the tool, how does it work on all different types of textures. So I like when people write reviews and they put pictures of their hair so I can get a good consensus of a review of the product. A. B, look at what it comes with. So when it comes to blow dryers, what makes the blow dryer make your hair frizzy is, does it come with a concentrator? So that's that little notch on the end of the blow dryer that makes the wind air speed kind of go down to only a certain direction when it comes out. If that's too wide, that's going to make your hair frizzy. If it doesn't come with one at all, you're going to have some frizzy hair. So how small of a concentrator does it come with? Does it come with more than one type of concentrator also? And one of the popular things that are coming up and popular is the blow dry brushes. For at-home use, I actually am a fan of that for at-home because it is better aerodynamics when it comes to your body. It's hard for people to round brush the back of their hair. It just is uncomfortable. It feels uncomfortable. You feel like you got an upper body workout, and then you may not get the same results you get in salon. Well, with a lot of these blow-dry brush-type deals, it looks like a bigger brush comes in a cylinder. It comes with the attachment brush on the blow dryer. It's not as high speed as like maybe the professional ones, but it gives you that same result without you hurting your body. It concentrates the air for you, and you get something similar to what you would get at the hair salon without being in pain or uncomfortable. So I am a fan of those now, especially now that they started really coming out with different brands. They're coming out with those. So if you're looking for a blow dryer, I recommend those for at-home use. When it comes to other tools like flat irons and curling irons, I've never really been a fan of the wand because of the use and how it does for your actual your body aromatics. I would still recommend a regular curling iron. My brand of choice for in salon and at home are Hot Tools. You can find those at Sally's. Sometimes you can find them at Marshall's or TJ Maxx, Ross, and like in their little beauty section, they would have those kind of marked down. But there are really good hot tools when it comes to curling irons. They last a long time. You can change the heating setting on them. The metal on the iron is really nice. And, I wouldn't recommend you spraying it directly with your setting spray. Make sure you spray it on the hair, not the iron. So those are my favorites. You can use a curling iron as a wand, guys. So why would you buy a wand and a curling iron? Buy a curling iron that does both, that you can do both with. Flat irons, again, that is up in the air. One of my favorite flat irons that I've been using lately is SHI for at home and for in salon. It's a really nice one. And the metal is titanium, so it kind of gives a little bit of radiation to the hair as it kind of strokes down. You don't have to use as many passes as well with that one. And they have a nice warranty package for non-professionals. So I think that if you buy that one directly from the manufacturer, it comes with a warranty package. And you can also find those at Marshall's, TJ Maxx, especially on the holidays when they have those specialty products in there in those stores. So those are the ones that I would recommend. But yeah.
Candace.
We're going to take our final break. When we come back, I got a couple of things to tell you. So you'll just have to come back with us. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes, and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the Arclitex. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth, it's relaxing, it's chill-out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chillin'?
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. I am here with my friend Candace. It is the second Monday of the month. It's our Hair Care Hotline, and I'm with Candace Thomas of Be Lavish. And the number, if you have questions, is 516-387-1944. Candace is at Be Lavish at Soto, South Downtown Orlando, near Target and TJ Maxx. So just give you an idea where that is. Couple of things. Hopefully, God willing, starting next month, we will be joined on the second Monday by Mr. Tony Williams. Tony is the retired owner of Tony's Downtown Barbershop, which was a staple for years in downtown Orlando. So we'll be glad to have him join us. And Candace, you got something you need to say?
Yes. So this year is full of blessings. That's how I like to say. So me and my family, we're expecting a new addition in our home. So it's going to kind of change the way things are towards the end of the year. And then maybe some of these calls when we are talking, hopefully the baby understands. I can get the baby on a routine. And we would hear a little crying and everything. But I'm really excited about that new addition, because with all these, like, sad things that's been going around, it's nice to hear nice and new and positive. Yeah. So, yeah, I just wanted to share with you guys.
Yay. I am so, yeah. It's nice to have some very good news. Congratulations. So let's talk a little bit about that. Okay. So many things. I want to ask you basically about how are you feeling about it in the midst of bringing new life into the world and dealing with your schedule and everything and dealing with the pandemic?
honestly, it is a little scary. So things are different than they were. Just to let you know where I'm at. My only child is 13. So things are a lot different than they are now. Protocols are different now. So it's like one of the things that I was instructed to is once you have the baby, we have to go immediately on quarantine. If it's still like that around July, you have to go immediately to quarantine for 2 weeks. That's everybody in the household. Just so because baby doesn't have any type of vaccines, you know, whatever antibodies that I gave the baby, hopefully the baby has those antibodies and be able to respond, but then be kind of left lifeless. So I think that's why, you know, a lot of, I guess, push for the vaccines that are now is for the people and the little ones that can't defend themselves. So it is a little on the scarier side. You know, before you would have guests that, you know, friends and family that will come over and visit. You can't do that. And now you're also thinking about other ways of, like, do you have a baby shower? Do you not? How do you handle that? Should you? Another thing that comes down to is like everybody else in the household. So it is a lot. It's a lot different than my first experience because of how things are. Even down to when you're getting ready to have the baby, you only have one person in there with you. I had my mom and my dad. The whole family was in there with Chaz. So it's a lot different now than it used to be. So it is scary.
Wow. Wow, definitely a difference. So now, how was your diet beforehand? Were you doing a relatively healthy diet, or are you having to make a lot of changes now?
Before, it was a relatively healthy, and I think that made it to where it improved to, so that way my body was able to respond better. And I'm still on the same type of diet that I am on now, so that part didn't change too much. So definitely watching the type of sugars that you ingest, your carbohydrates, which we all do overdo it during the holiday season. But, again, we're getting back to a routine. So now it is back to the routine as normal. Do I watch my diet a lot more than I did with the first one? Oh, heck yes, I do. And I'm more conscientious now. I think as you get older, you learn your body. And when you're younger,
yeah.
And I had Chaz at a young age. So when you're young, you really don't care. Just to be honest with you, don't care what you ate. You know, I remember I was at the GYN doing that glucose test, and I was sitting in the parking lot eating a foot-long sub with some cookies and some hot Cheeto chips and a full 42-ounce Coke. Can I do that now? No, I cannot. And I couldn't even do that pre-pregnancy, you know, because your body changes. You become more in tune with that as you age anyway, right? So that's the difference between being a young parent versus an older parent.
Wow. So let me ask you also, too, you had to kind of, I guess, make some changes in terms of things that you thought were going on with your body that weren't.
Right.
And that has a lot to do with having a regular dialogue with your doctor and possibly having to change positions if you feel that your issues are not being addressed properly, right?
Correct. And that's why I raised up about it. Because for years they were labeling me as type 2 diabetic. And that led to why it's been 13 years since I was able to have a baby and infertility issues. So when I finally reached 2021 and the beginning of the year, I was like, I'm really going to make sure I really want to know why. And I want to make sure I advocate for myself. I'm learning things as, you know, a nursing student. And, you know, really playing in tune with my clients, I just kind of want to open up this dialogue. And I started really opening up a dialogue with my clients, too, in the salon and learn things about them in this, how they were telling me stories about how their fertility issues, da, 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 da. So raise it to my doctor. My doctor just dismissed me. I was like, wow. So I'm coming down with symptoms that really resonate with this condition called PCOS. It's called polycystic ovary syndrome. And that causes the male pattern baldness that I was complaining about, guys, and some of the
right.
some of the things that we were talking about causes infertility, causes depression, anxiety. But you have to do a thyroid test. They would never give me a full thyroid panel.
Wow.
And so I changed my doctor probably around April. And so then my doctor said, well, I'm going to send you to a specialist because if you, this is how you feel, we'll send you to a specialist. I mean, specialist, my thyroid is low, which is an indication of PCOS, which is why I was insulin resistant. And instead of them giving me medications for a diabetic, they changed it up. I was able to shoot, my body was growing, and then I'm changing, my hair started growing, right? Some of the other signs that I was having was starting to go away. So now my body's starting to regulate itself. And hence, by the end of the year, I was able to conceive. Mind you, been going through this for years. So that's why I say when you start, and that was like the last bits, y'all. Because, you know, when you start losing your hair, you'd be like, oh, no, I got to change this. Even though everything else was going on, that was not
right.
an outwardly expression of what was going on with me, so let me change it. So that's why I say advocate for yourself. And I made sure I advocated. I fired that one doctor, started going to this one. The other doctor was like, well, let's go to the specialist. Let's work this out. The thyroid panel came back to what I kind of suspected what it was before. So, yes, guys, yes.
Oh, my God. Definitely. That's why lately I've been saying, and by the way, January this month is National Thyroid Awareness Month. It is the time. If you have been going to a doctor and the doctor has never talked to you about your thyroid, what it is, what it does, and maybe having it checked, request it, ask for it, because I keep saying that I think that I was diagnosed with my thyroid issues way too late because I had fertility problems years before I got diagnosed with the thyroid issues. But then once I got diagnosed with the thyroid issues and then I started reading up on it, I saw all of these signs that looked like menopause. And it could have very well been menopause, but at the same time, it could have been some thyroid issues that could have been addressed. And even though it may have been too late for me, one of the things that the fertility doctor that I went to was trying to say, well, you know, maybe you should have, you know, a hysterectomy. Maybe you should have certain things removed because you might end up down the road with ovarian cancer. Well, it's like, okay, I don't want ovarian cancer, but I'm saying to myself, I don't necessarily want stuff removed if I don't have to have it removed right now. I'm sure God gave it to me for a reason. So
exactly.
So I never did have the hysterectomy and never did have certain things removed, and I haven't had a problem, thank God. No ovarian cancer as far as I know. And, you know, last I was checked, you know, although ovarian cancer is hard to diagnose and treat, you know, so far I haven't been diagnosed with it. And, you know, I think a lot of that is in God's hands. But a lot of that has to do with, like you said, getting to know your body, being more in tune with your body, the other thing, asking questions of your health professional, and if you're not comfortable with that, then going to another health professional. But anyway, congratulations to you. God bless you. We're gonna keep up with you, and you got our prayers. You know that, Candace. So we'll talk again soon.
Yes, yes.
Take care, and thank you all for listening. Tomorrow is National. Oh God, forgive me. Tomorrow is Human Trafficking Awareness Day. This month is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. So hopefully we'll have more information for you on that tomorrow. Thank you for listening. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Be well, be safe, be blessed, and please remember all real power comes from God. Take care.